I remember a fella brought me, he cut a bunch of calves not long ago, and he brought me the mountain oysters. I dressed them in, boy, they're really good fried. Ooh, it's wonderful. You ever try it?
Never have. I've heard of them.
Well, they're better than any oyster you ever ate.
The man I talked to in Thomasville, Alabama, said that those were the favorite part.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Better than the brains. Mm-hmm.
Do people around here ever take the intestines and clean them out and cook them?
Well, we do, yeah. I tell you, this fellow brought me about 18 not long ago, 18 sets. And I dressed them out and kept some of them here, and I gave some to one or two of my friends. Oh, yeah, you got a dish when you do. Now, we used to have big parties. Men parties, you know, and save those things up and keep them frozen and keep adding to them, and we get up a sack full and then have a big party.
What do you call
them? Huh?
What do you call that stuff?
Bull nuts.
No, I meant the intestines.
Bull nuts?
Intestines?
Yeah.
Hog intestines, I mean.
Oh, well, hog nuts, whichever way you want it now. That's what we call them.
What about chitlins?
Well, now that's the gut of the hog. You take the gut of the hog and turn it wrong. You clean the outside of it. And clean it and lime and put one thing or another and get all that scent out of it. And then you turn them wrong side outwards and clean the inside of it. And soak it in vinegar and soda and lime and every other damn thing. And they come out just as white as cotton. Then you chop them up, you see, cut them up and cook them any way you want to.
You like that?
I like it. Yes, sir. It's good. I know it's clean, you see.
What do people call those?
Chitlins. You can buy them in a store.
I hear people tell me they don't smell so good when they cook.
No, they don't. But it cooks out of them. No, you can't hardly get the scent out of it until you cook it. And you can buy a can of chitlins in the store right now. Get them down here.
What about if a man's cow was expected to have a calf? What would they say she's going to do?
Fixing to have a calf.
You ever heard any other expression
for her? She's going to fold. No, that's a horse. She's going to, that horse fixing to fold. That mare is fixing to fold. And the cow, she's going to drop.
Drop a calf. Do you ever hear people say she's going to freshen or come fresh?
Going to what?
Freshen or come fresh.
Well, yeah, freshen. That means that the bag begins to spring and she's going to freshen. And I'll tell you one thing about a cow. A cow's going to have a calf. Sometimes you got to help her. I've hit my cow every time she had a calf. I'd help her get him so full, then she would get up and stand up. And he drops, and his head hits the ground, and that knocks the breath in him. The doctor takes the child, a human, and the first thing he does is spank him. Give him a lick. He cries, and that opened up his lungs. You see what I mean?
Yes.
Nature.